Great apes. There is a pervasive and acute threat to the great ape populations, including gorillas, bonobos, and chimpanzees. Many of the dangers revolve around the growing encroachments of human populations on the forest habitats of the great apes. Causes of the sharp decline of great ape populations and their extreme danger of extinction include the original small numbers of the great ape populations, the destruction and fragmentation of their forest habitats, especially caused by logging and violent conflict, the hunting of the apes for bushmeat, and the mass epidemics of Ebola virus among the apes for reasons that are uncertain and may include environmental, climate, or habitat changes. These high-profile threats are considered by ecologists to be the visible part of a mass human-led extinction era now underway. Human activity has long contributed to the extinction of megafauna, the large mammals that are easily hunted, such as the American horses, camels, mammoths, saber-toothed cats, and other species driven to extinction by hunters, and perhaps climate change, in North America roughly 10,000 years ago. In the past half millennium, more than 750 species extinctions have been recorded by the International Union for Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources, IUCN, the keeper of the extinction accounts, including the dodo, the Chinese river dolphin, declared extinct in 2006, and many other birds and marine life. A vast number of additional species have also been driven to extinction, perhaps by the millions, but these are typically smaller organisms that were not even documented before their disappearance. In its most recent survey of globally threatened species in 2006, the IUCN evaluated 24,284 vertebrate species and determined that 5,624 of them were threatened. 3,978 invertebrates, of which 2,101 were threatened, and 11,901 plants, of which 8,390 were deemed to be threatened. The category threatened includes species that are critically endangered, endangered, or vulnerable. The estimates of the mass extinctions rely not only on direct observation, but on the crucial tool of the species-area relationship, which estimates how many species are likely to exist within a given area. As habitat is destroyed, it is possible to use the known species-area relationship to estimate the number of species that are lost along with the habitat. E.O. Wilson, in The Future of Life, 2002, has estimated that up to half of all species, an almost unimaginable proportion, faces a threat of extinction during the 21st century as a result of hippo and climate change. The world's most important unknown target. The human assault on biodiversity has been recognized, though not its scale, extent, and imminent threat. In 1992, the world coalesced around a framework for action to protect biodiversity in the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity, CBD. The objectives of the treaty are described as the conservation of biological diversity, the sustainable use of its components, and the fair and equitable sharing of the benefits arising out of the utilization of genetic resources. The treaty, at its core, calls on countries to take appropriate actions to conserve biological diversity. The rich countries promised additional financial resources for this effort. The following wide range of conservation actions was envisaged. Reduce the rate of biodiversity loss, including 1. Biomes, habitats, and ecosystems, 2. Species and populations, and 3. Genetic diversity. Promote sustainable use of biodiversity. Address the major threats to biodiversity, including those arising from invasive alien species, climate change, pollution, and habitat change. Maintain ecosystem integrity and the provision of goods and services provided by biodiversity and ecosystems in support of human well-being. Protect traditional knowledge, innovations, and practices. Ensure the fair and equitable sharing of benefits arising out of the use of genetic resources. Mobilize financial and technical resources for implementing the convention and the strategic plan, especially for developing countries, in particular the least developed countries and small island developing states among them, and countries with economies in transition. The most specific of the treaty's goals was actually adopted by the treaty's signatory a decade later, in 2002, when the parties committed themselves to achieve by 2010 a significant reduction of the current rate of biodiversity loss at the global, regional, and national level as a contribution to poverty alleviation and to the benefit of all life on Earth. This target was also adopted at the 2002 World Summit on Sustainable Development and was incorporated by the UN General Assembly as a target under the Millennium Development Goals. Alas, the commitment to slow the loss of biodiversity by 2010 must be regarded as the best-kept secret on the planet. The goal was set to at least modest fanfare, but has now disappeared from the world's radar screen entirely. There are many reasons, all relating to a lack of political leadership in all parts of the world. The goal has been eclipsed by war, short-term crises, and pervasive neglect, and also by a blindingly misguided debate over the CBD itself. The world's nations ended up focusing much of their debate and ire on the question of how to share genetic riches for commercial use and on who would own those resources. They also spent an inordinate time on the debate over genetic modification. But most important by far, the United States signed but never ratified the treaty. Ratification was defeated in the Senate in 1994 by a coalition of farm and ranch groups who defended their grazing rights over the conservation of the planet's biodiversity. The Clinton administration was unable to prevail over the farm lobby, despite the obvious fact that sound rangeland and farmland management is in the long-term interests of these lobbying groups as well.